Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real-life challenges that you're facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Ladies, I'm going to start this week by saying Merry Christmas. This is my favorite time of the year because we get to celebrate a holiday that just honors our Lord and Savior. And I'm just so thankful that Jesus came to this earth. He died on the cross, took our sins on that cross with him, rose again from the dead, and is alive today so that we can have a relationship with him. So Merry Christmas to you all. This week, we're going to do things a little bit different than we normally do. This is going to be a shorter episode because I know it's Christmas week and I know you have a lot going on. But I want to share with you how you can make this Christmas and really your life better just by doing this one simple thing. But first, I want you to think about, have you ever had a really challenging day and you just needed a little bit of a pick-me-up, like a little bit of encouragement, and someone comes up to you and says something to you that just so encouraged you, and it just kind of brought you out of that challenging time, out of that maybe sad moment, and just lifted you up? I know I have. There was a time several years ago that I was worried about something, like really worried about something, and I was talking to God about it, but I was worried about it because it's something that I had never done before, and honestly, I was a bit scared. But out of nowhere, somebody came up to me, and this is not even somebody that normally talks to me, but someone came up to me and encouraged me and let me know that God was with me and that I didn't need to be afraid. It was exactly what I needed to hear at exactly the right time. Maybe you've been in a place like that. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you needed an encouraging word, and yet nobody came up to you and encouraged you. I am so sorry that happened, but I want you to change your mindset. Instead of being sad or upset about that situation, how about you be that encouragement for somebody else this Christmas season? So the one thing that you can do, if you haven't figured it out by now, to make your Christmas even better is to encourage those around you. That when I talk to anybody, I want to make sure that I encourage them before our conversation is over. Proverbs 12:25 tells us that worry weighs a person down, but an encouraging word cheers them up. There are a lot of people walking around today that are just filled with anxiety. They're very depressed. They could use an encouraging word. And I truly believe that if you cross their path, God has placed you on that path for a reason. But before we get into how to encourage, let's talk about reasons why sometimes we don't encourage. One of the biggest reasons that we don't encourage others is because of insecurity. We're not confident in who God created us to be, so we have a hard time encouraging others to be all that God created them to be. Another reason we might struggle with encouraging is because we don't quite understand how much God loves us and cares about us. So we tend to treat people how we feel like God sees us. Let me just tell you, God so loves you. John 3:16, God so loved the world. He so loves you. He highly values you. You are a special treasure to him, and he sees you as precious in his eyes. Even knowing all the bad things that you will ever do in your life, he still chose you to be his daughter because he loves you so much. So I encourage you, if you've had that mindset about God that he doesn't care about you or that he allows bad things to happen, there's a series that I did that is called Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? I encourage you, go back and listen to that episode. Go to uncommonteen.com/podcast, and there's a search bar there, and you can search for any topic or podcast episode, and it just makes it so easy. Another reason we don't encourage is because we think, well, that's just not my personality. That's not the way that I was made. Hebrews 3:13 tells us to encourage one another every day while it's still called today. So it doesn't say encourage one another daily if it's your personality to encourage. It just says encourage one another daily while it's still called today. I will tell you, one thing that I learned when I began to make it a habit to encourage everyone I come in contact with, and this changed my life, just so you know, one thing I learned was that it's not happy people who are encouraging to others, but it's encouraging people who are happy. So if you are struggling with depression or anxiety, I encourage you, get out there and encourage. It is so important. It will absolutely change your life. So what exactly does it mean to encourage others? Encouragement is not flattery. When you're encouraging someone, make sure that what you're encouraging them about is true. We don't want to lie. That's called flattery. Encouragement lifts people. It makes them feel better. Flattery tears people down. It takes from them. So like if you see a girl and she's wearing this outfit and you really think it's ugly, like, nice outfit, and you walk away, that's not encouragement. That's flattery. Or maybe you're just encouraging them to become a friend with them, but you don't really mean what you're saying. Eventually, they're going to find out, and it's going to hurt them. Proverbs 29:5 says, a man or a woman who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. It's a trap. It will eventually trap you. All right, so now we know what encouragement looks like. How will encouragement make a difference in the lives of those around you? Well, I want you to think about this. People want to do the right thing. When you see someone doing something good, acknowledge that. Let them know that you noticed. Hey, you know what you just did? Thank you for that. Someone holds the door for you. Hey, thank you. That was so nice of you to do that. Just small, encouraging words. Another way that encouragement can change the lives around you is people want to do things that they can be proud of. So your encouraging word will help motivate them to keep going. People want to be appreciated for what they do. So take time to thank them. I will tell you, I was actually having a conversation with somebody a couple months ago, and she was having a really hard time because she was not feeling very appreciated. And it was just really hard on her. And all she really wanted was just a thank you, acknowledgement that she was doing a good job. Ladies, a lot of times your moms can feel this way. If your mom or your dad, they're constantly putting aside all that they want to do to make your dinner for you, to clean the house, to go to work so that you can have the things that you need in order to survive. They're constantly doing these things. Well, they may not feel very appreciated, and that can lead to some stress. So take some time to thank your parents for the things that they do for you. Another way that encouragement can make a difference in the lives of those around you is people want to make a difference for the Lord. And so your encouraging words can inspire them. Let them know, hey, you've got this. The more you encourage others, the better your life will be as a result. So here are three simple phrases that you can start with to encourage others. One, I love you. Mom, Dad, I love you. Thank you for what you do. Number two, all is forgiven. There's no problem. And number three, I believe in you. Those are three ways that you can start encouraging others. Now, there's many, many, many more ways that you can encourage others, but those are just three things that you can start with. Now I want to kind of shift gears, and I want to talk to those of you who may be struggling with discouragement or depression or anxiety. Encouraging others can literally change your life. I have been in that position where I have been in such a dark place, and the way that I was able to come out of it was to get myself off my mind and to start thinking about others and how I can make their lives better by encouraging them. If you're fighting depression or anxiety or discouragement, find out what the Bible says about peace. Find out what the Bible says about what God thinks about you, your identity. John 14:27 tells us that Jesus has given us his peace. It's not a peace that is temporary that comes from this world, but it's a peace that is lasting, but we just have to receive it. Philippians 4:6 and 7 tells us that God has given us a peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds. And he says, you don't have to be anxious. Just trust me. So I want you to declare that over your life. I thank you, Lord, that Jesus has given me his peace. I thank you, Lord, that it's a peace that passes all understanding. It's guarding my heart and my mind in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that your word tells me in John 3:16 that you love me. I thank you, Lord, that your word tells me in Jeremiah 29:11 that you have a plan for my life. It's of good, not of evil, to give me a future and a hope. I thank you, Lord. And begin to speak those verses over your life and watch what happens. As you begin to speak those verses continually, one after the next, after the next, after the next, it will absolutely transform your life. Ladies, I am going to be sending out an email this week. And in this email, I'm going to be sending you verses on peace. And I'm going to also send you verses on your identity, who it is that God says that you are. I want you to look up these verses, write them down, and begin to speak them over yourself. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode encouraged you this week. I just pray that you have a very Merry Christmas. Now repeat after me and mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, don't forget to purchase your Uncommon Teen merchandise. We've got some really awesome t-shirts and sweatshirts that are available just for you. Head on over to uncommonteen.com, click on the tab that says store. Also, don't forget to get your January subscription box from The Beautiful Movement. Head on over to jointhebeautifulmovement.com and grab your subscription box today. Have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.